Network first, ideas second. When you started your current business, what if you had a much larger number of advocates? Would that make the transition from employee to business owner safer? How many of your income-producing activities can your growing network contribute to? As you build your network, it's easy to find other business owners with whom you can structure a commercial arrangement. Such commercial arrangements could mean you generate hands-off, and potentially ongoing, income generated from referrals, a very nice consequence of building your network. It makes sense to have an extensive growing network that supports multiple ideas rather than just one. It makes sense to build your network in advance of knowing why you need it. There is no shortage of great ideas, especially scalable tech-related ideas. However, many such ideas do not become commercial successes simply because the developers do not have big enough networks. If you are the one with the network, you can bring the right connections to the table, and that can be very valuable. Don't wait till you have a pressing need for a network till you start building it. Know, like, and trust relationships are not developed overnight. Dig the well before you need the water. It makes sense to build your network first and look for ideas second. In many cases, the size of your network and the quality of the relationships within that network will determine the difference between success and failure. The network you build is likely to become the greatest asset you ever build.